Welcome to another Rural Realities podcast, presented by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Difficult conversations. We all have them. Or should I say, we all need to have them. I'm Karen Endress, Farmer Wellness Program Coordinator for the Wisconsin Farm Center. And in this episode of the Rural Realities podcast, we will talk about how a positive mindset and gratitude can help us with those difficult conversations in our farm businesses and in our personal relationships. Joining me today is Randy Roker, a dairy farmer and a mental health advocate from Loganville, Wisconsin. Randy brings a lot of energy to this conversation because this is a topic he is very passionate about, and he knows firsthand through learned experience that your mindset is key to your business and your personal success. Randy, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
First of all, Karen, I'm so happy to be a guest on your program today. This is just an important topic, and we need to bring it out that people talk about it more. So anyway, my name is Randy Roker from Loganville, Wisconsin, and I'm the owner, along with my parents and my daughter and her husband, of Roker's Rolling Acres, LLC. We're a 750-acre crop farm, and then we milk about 300 cows usually. And that's kind of what we do, and we all kind of work together as a family all the time. And my grandfather started the farm in the 1930s, so this is like this just continuing this family operation.
Definitely, and I know we're going to talk a little bit today about that family operation, working with family, the word legacy. So I appreciate that. How did you become a mental health advocate?
Well, it all started with my own personal struggles. We expanded our dairy in 2006. We started to build a new operation, and then 2008 came. And of course, the worldwide recession happened, and I was in the middle of all this stuff. And I never thought depression could happen to me. And, you know, we didn't know what was going on. It was that bad. And my family never, like I said, encountered anything like this before. And I went to like 8 different doctors and 7 psychiatrists, and I was in the hospital 3 times, and I was on numerous medication, and it was really quite a struggle. So that's what happened to me for several years. I went through this myself, so I understand what people are going through. And then 4 years ago, unfortunately, we had a farmer suicide in my community here. And I just felt there was a need that we had to get together. So we started at our Loganville church, and just basically farmers came together to talk about what happened. And everything kind of went from there with the formation then of the Farmer Angel Network.
That's awesome that you found a way to get farmers in conversation about farmer mental health. You and I know we spend a lot of time talking about it. And sometimes it all starts with our mindset. And it's easy because in farming, we often work alone. We're often in small communities where there's a lot of isolation. And we do face a lot of business stressors that are common to farming, but not common to other occupations. So I want to spend a few minutes talking about the importance of having a positive mindset. Think about this. If you choose to constantly focus on your problems, you are simply going to find more problems. And living this way can lead to stress, fatigue, anger, maybe some resentment. But there is a better way if you choose to focus on the positives in your life. Now, I'm not saying life is going to be perfect, because it's not, and we're all going to encounter obstacles. However, you will overcome and find solutions more quickly and hopefully experience less stress, worry, fear, and live a life that's more fulfilled if you tend to focus on the positive and think about all the things in our lives that we're grateful for. Randy, what do you think about that?
I think that's true. I was just, I'm actually on TikTok, and so I was just going through some things today, and there was one that came on there about depression, and it says that, you won't be able to stop the worrying, but you'll be able to worry better. And I think that's a lot of truth to that too. You just have to change your mindset. And I know when I was going through my own struggle, my mom is an old school teacher. I mean, she quit when I was born back in 1964. She just taught for a couple of years and then was a substitute. But so she, you know, had a lot of good ideas, I think, that carried over from her school teaching days. And I was struggling. And at that time, she told me I was supposed to make a list of the positive things in your life. Randy, everything that's good going on in your life, write them down. And that's what you have to focus on. And of all the therapists I went to, I think that probably was the best thing, that when you see, you know, on paper, the good things that in your life that you have to live for, that's what you can concentrate on.
Yeah, I agree. I like to, when talking to farmers, talk about that thing that we do every day, whether you're walking in your shop or you're walking in your barn, and immediately we could see a sick animal or see a tractor that's broken down. But what if before we walked in, we thought about the amazing and high quality food products we're making, or the beautiful land that we have, or think about if that tractor's broken, but you know you have the part, and we all know getting a part these days can be challenging. So being thankful and grateful that we did have the part, so we're able to get that piece of equipment fixed efficiently. Just trying to reframe our day about, yeah, the problem still is there, but how can we think about it a little bit differently?
Well, that's a good lead into one of the points I was going to make too. At one of my meetings that I attended, we were fortunate to have Mel Robbins there, and she's from this program called TED Talk. And she has this thing where, to be positive and get going, she says you count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. And I mean, there was a lot of people in the audience that day, and that is one of the things that she's famous for. It's such a simple thing. But I think that's what we have to use in our own life, too, to get going. You know, everybody struggles, and we have to go on with our day. But if you count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go, I don't know, it seems to make things go a little bit better.
I love that. I'm going to try that next time, especially when I want to get up in the morning and get that workout going or have a really busy day. I'm gonna start with that, and I'll keep you posted if that works for me.
Well, when you get up in the morning, sometimes you got to use the 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1.
I love that. I love that. So we've had some discussion on staying positive and something, a little tip, which I like to help get us going. Now let's look at how can that benefit our difficult conversations. When we're talking about the legacy of a farm or our businesses and the challenges that we face being in a type of business that has markets that float on both sides, it can be challenging. And we're not only working with our family so often, but we're working long hours. All of that can add to stress and tough conversations. I mean, I just think about things in our farm business like vacation days or work performance or wages, how to spend the money. The list goes on and on. Randy, I'd love to get some insight. How do you approach communications on your farm?
Well, our farm is like everybody else's. It can be challenging, and especially with working with different age groups. You know, my parents are in their 80s, and, you know, I'm close to 60 here now already. And then my kids are involved, you know, they're in their late 20s. And when you have that different age span and different ideas, it can be challenging. And so that's what we try to overcome, and I guess strike a happy balance between what everybody wants to do. And since it is a smaller family farm, I mean, we just get together and we don't have formal meetings or anything like that. We see each other all the time. Unfortunately, sometimes maybe too much, but that's just how it is on a family farm. And so that's kind of what we do here.
You know, we're just coming off of a time where people celebrate holidays and there's a lot more togetherness. Randy, what are your thoughts? How do you guys handle that when you've been together all day working and maybe things didn't go right? I know for us, we had a lot of cold weather things were freezing over, not working, tractors not starting. And then you have to go celebrate or be together with family. How do you guys approach that?
Well, you know, during the day we can have our disagreements, but then, I don't know, one of my friends told me once, it's kind of funny because then we go out in public and I mean, everything changes and it just doesn't kind of carry over into your public life, your private life, you know what I mean? It's just, we have our struggles here too, believe me.
That's a good thought. As you know, we do change, right? I know sometimes when we work with family and then we have to be together with family, we really need to let go of our professional relationship with our family and focus on our time just being our wives and husbands and sisters and brothers and parents. It just needs to be a different focus. So I really appreciate your friend's advice on that. Difficult conversations, though, right? What if things aren't going well on the farm? What if some people want to expand the business? What if some people want to transition out of the business? What are your thoughts on how to approach those tough conversations?
Well, you know, that's one thing. We're very fortunate on our farm to have such a good team behind us of professionals throughout the industry. I don't care if it's our veterinarian or nutritionist or banker or the lawyers. I mean, we use different lawyers for every different part of our business too. So, you know, we're not specialized to handle all those different areas, but we can call in people to help us and companies. And that makes life a lot easier on the farm when you have people there that specialize and can help you.
That's very true. And it's leaning on those professionals to help us. I know we talked about like farm transition or financial consulting, and either having those in place or reaching out to some place where I work, like the Wisconsin Farm Center, and tapping into those resources that are available. Because sometimes having that neutral third-party person when we have to have a difficult conversation can be really, really helpful. Do you agree?
That's right. Because, you know, like I said, you can't specialize in all these different areas. So you call in somebody that does, and that sure makes things a lot easier.
Yeah, that's really great. And speaking of these and organizations, you had mentioned a little earlier, and I'd love to circle back and spend a little bit of time on that, is your part and one of the founders of a local group, the Farmer Angel Network. Could you tell us a little bit more about that group, how it was formed, what its purpose is, what does it do?
So that, like I said, back about a little over four years ago, when we had that, the unfortunate passing of that farmer in our area. So we just felt we had to get together. And so along with the farmer's widow and a few others from our local church here, and it was basically just to sit down for a soup and sandwich and get together and talk about what had happened. And I mean, there was a lot of tears shed at the first few meetings because, and it was hard, and I was still, you know, dealing with all my issues too, and this kind of just brought everything back up again for me, and, you know, it was hard. And so at that very first meeting we had at our Loganville church here, we had an editor from the Wisconsin State Journal, and then he did a story right away, and then that was picked up by the AP network, and we received coverage across the whole country. And the next thing, Soledad O'Brien was here, and I believe she was a reporter once on CNN or something, but she came here and filmed a segment here then. And the next thing you know, we got a call from NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt. And so they spent, oh gosh, I don't know how many days out here filming. And it's, the coverage has just been overwhelming. And it's not just in this country. Word of our little organization, you know, Farmer Angel Network, has spread all over the world. And we've had out here in Loganville, two news crews from Paris were here. We had one from Denmark. I did a podcast in Australia. And we've been in just countless magazine articles all across the country. And even a farmer from South Africa reached out to me because he didn't know where to turn. And he was thinking about starting an organization like this too, because you feel so, you know, hopeless. You don't know where to turn to help people out. So that's kind of what we did. So I was going to, our mission statement actually here is the Farmer Angel Network build strong rural communities that support agriculture by providing education, resources, and fellowship with a focus on mental health. So that's what we kind of concentrate on doing. And of course, COVID kind of messed with our schedule, and we had a few Zoom meetings and things like that. But, you know, farmers, we like to get together. And years ago, they used to have the old coffee clubs, you know, the coffee shop and everything like that. And those days are kind of fading too. So it's just good to get together and listen to each other. And of all the therapists and doctors that I went to, the best thing that ever happened to me was like my own friends, and they just listen to you. And so that's what we focus on, is just listening to each other too.
That is awesome. And I really commend your community for pulling together. Unfortunate that it was a tragedy that brought that together, but imagine how many lives you're saving by starting something like this and sharing it not only with the state and your community, but really the country, like you explained, and the world. Because I see as farmers, no matter what country we're in or what we farm or how we farm, we all have that calling to take care of the land, take care of our animals, and feed people. And I think that's such an important calling. And sometimes people look at our culture and they envy it. But the things they don't see is all the struggles in that, because we are on these floating markets. We always don't get paid enough to cover all of our input costs. We deal with our livestock getting illness or sick, or we're shipping them for food. And all of that can bring a toll to a farmer. So it's great. And I love that you brought up the coffee shops, because remember back when you were probably a kid on a rainy day, where did all the farmers go?
At that time, it was the feed mill down here in Loganville. A lot of the farmers would wait for their feed to get mixed. You know, things were different back then, you know, 40, 50 years ago. And the local, you know, gas station, that's where they all sat too. But I think too, what hits farmers, I wanted to touch on that, you know, that it's this legacy that we have. And there's something about it. Farming is just different than other businesses or careers. And, you know, it's this bond that you have, this tie to the land, your animals, and then your family. And you mix all that together, and it's this legacy. And when I was going through my struggles, I thought I was going to lose my grandfather's legacy that he started back in 1930. And that just plays with your mind like you wouldn't believe, when you feel that you're letting down all your previous generations that have worked so hard. And that is one of the big things that, you know, affects farmers, is this legacy. That's what you have.
No, I agree 100%. It's a lot of pressure. And if you look back when your grandparents or your parents were farming, things have changed. Our communities have changed. Like you talked about, I remember my grandfather actually owned a feed mill. And I remember those rainy days, right? That's people went, or they gathered, and it was a meeting spot. Well, now the feed's delivered to our farm. So that's not happening anymore. And sometimes some of our feed inputs might be coming on a semi from out of state even. So it's just different. And I remember too, my husband always talks about his dad when my husband was young, his dad always went out and played cards on Saturday nights or whatever it was. And he has a lot of funny stories about dad being a little slower the next day. But that was his community, right? It was his activity. It was his time to connect with people. And that's so great that the Farmer Angel Network has come in to fill that void. And do you find that people in other parts of Wisconsin or other parts of the country are looking at the Farmer Angel Network and trying to figure out how to do something like that in their area?
Oh, definitely. I've actually have had calls from farmers from five different states that are thinking about, you know, trying to set something up and, you know, in their own community. And like I said, it's not just the United States. It's all over. And I think that was that last July, I believe it was. We had a lady here, they filmed a PBS documentary here. They had heard about us over in London. And so she was here, and she joined our story along with a few other, you know, farmers in this segment that she was doing. But that's what it is that, you know, we have this community, and farmers, we need to get back to that again. You know, years ago when they used to gather at coffee shops, we're trying to bring that back now with Farmer Angel Network. And even in Richland Center, that was, you know, a couple years ago with COVID going on and everything, but we had a drive-in movie night there. We had like 200 people come to this drive-in movie theater for a free night. All the concessions and everything were sponsored. And they really, we had a great feedback from that because, you know, we need to get together and just have some fun together.
Exactly. I really appreciate you sharing about the Farmer Angel Network, encouraging people to connect, encouraging people to have fun, and really like what you guys are doing. Well, one, I just want to really thank you for being here with me today. Before we conclude, though, as I'm thinking back on our conversation, could you give us one tip on positive mindset and one tip on preparing for a difficult conversation?
One positive mindset, a friend of mine told me this too, that it's something that she practices, but every morning when you see yourself in the mirror, you know, look at yourself and say, you have this and you are strong and you are beautiful. And believe me, we all struggle with that, but we need that. You know, we need to love ourselves before we can love others too. Okay. So we need to do that. So like I said, when you see yourself in the mirror, you know, you have to stay positive for yourself and say that, you know, you have this and you are strong.
Really, really like that. That is great. And I'm not any different than anybody else. I struggle with that as well. And sometimes what I like to do is just put that post-it note up on the mirror somewhere I'm going to see it. So if I don't have the courage to say it, at least if I read it and it reinforces and gives me that thought to think about the positive or think about all those things that I'm good at and that I offer to not only to my family, to my community, and country. So I think that's really important. What about one tip on getting ready for a difficult conversation?
Well, Karen, this is where I struggle too. So it's hard for everyone, but I believe you have to have a plan, okay? So if you don't have a plan, you're gonna get lost right from the start because you have no direction. So that's kind of what you need to do. You need to develop your short-term plan, you know, medium and long-term for several years down the road. So that's what we're kind of doing now for our business too, with my parents getting older and, you know, my kids coming in. We need a plan for the future. So that is our hardest discussion that we have right now.
Well, and that's really great to be thinking about, right? Because if we all have comfort and understanding and have had input into where the business is going, it sure does make your day a lot easier, and it makes you feel valued and makes you feel like you know why you're working that 12-hour day today, because it's part of something bigger than yourself, right? I mean, I think that's the part, and I really appreciate you sharing that yeah, farms need to do that. And those conversations are not going to be easy. We don't want to offend each other. We don't want to take something from somebody else. We just want fairness across the board. And we all want to know, where is the business going and how am I part of that? So I really appreciate you sharing that.
There, thank you.
Now, as we wrap up today, I want to remind everyone just to start thinking and get your mind working for you and not against you. Some of the things you can do: practice gratitude with a daily purpose, or use that positivity before you step out of your front door or into your barn or into your shop or into your truck. How can you change that mindset? How can you tell yourself something about your day that's going to be positive for or you're thankful for? Also, think about and get really clear about, why are you doing what you're doing? Remind yourself of that. Remind yourself of how you are stewards of the land, how you're caring for something that may be in your family for generations so that it can stay there for the future generation, how you're making food to feed a population of people. What's a higher calling than that? and really look for the good in your life. It's there. I know it's there. No matter how bad our days are, no matter how much stress we have, there are good things there and you have to uncover them. And I love, Randy, your mom's idea of, you know, that post-it note, write it down, the things that you're grateful or positive, because that is something so easy that we can all do. So I really, really thank you for the conversation today. I enjoyed it. I loved hearing the ideas on the positivity, the gratitude, the difficult conversations. Randy, can you leave our listeners today with one thought?
Well, actually, I'm going to leave you with three thoughts. I'm going to say, be positive, be resilient, and be alive.
I couldn't have said it any better myself. I really appreciate that. And I thank Randy for joining us today, sharing his story with us, and talking through and explaining what the Farmer Angel Network is doing as well. So thank you all for listening today. Please make a promise to yourself to find something each day to be grateful for. Tackle those tough conversations in a positive way that makes everyone feel good and involved about the resolution about where our businesses are going. Have a great day.
The Wisconsin Farm Center with the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection provides a variety of services to farmers and farm families across Wisconsin, including financial consulting, transition planning, conflict mediation, veterinary diagnostic analysis, a farmer wellness program, and more. For additional info, you can call the Wisconsin Farm Center toll-free at 1-800-942-2474 or email them farmcenter@wisconsin.gov. Also, the website address is datcp.wi.gov. Also, if you're experiencing depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, or just need a welcoming ear to talk to, call the free and confidential 24/7 Wisconsin Farmer Wellness Helpline at 888-901-2558 to talk with a stress counselor anytime. Until next time, thank you for listening to the Rural Realities Podcast.